grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
clever, devilishly clever,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, good morning. No, it's not morning. It's afternoon. Good afternoon. I just realized today is Monday the 13th. Scary. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You know what's weird? I feel tremendous today. And I woke up, in the words of Mike Evans. Yeah, I know you want that joke. And you'd like me to tell that joke every week. Mike Evans would put it this way. Thanks a lot, frickin' Limey. Last week, Limey was hella scratchy throat, and I said, hey, don't even look at me with that, because I don't want to catch it. Sure enough.
He looked.
A couple days ago, I wake up, and so I think this is as far as it's going to go. You know why? Because I'm one tough guy, and I fight off.
You're a natural fighter.
Yeah. Germs, flu, colds. I just don't get that stuff. Get thine spirit out of mine body, thy evil cough, germ. And it's gone. So the other strange thing, and I have to share this with you in case it happens. By the way, let's welcome back a man with how would you put it, not a new knee, but a completely...
A shaved knee, meniscus
shaved.
They actually shaved it on the outside and the inside. How about that?
Wow.
That's actually what they did. That's actually the terminology they call it. They scoped my knee and they shaved it. I mean, I was under anesthetic, full surgery. It was an hour-long surgery. And
recently scoped and shaved.
Yeah.
Not in the private area.
But I got a nice, smooth exterior knee and a nice, smooth interior knee.
Tim Woodward with a great knee.
Smooth.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Although you really only out one day, and I expect you to be in some kind of crutches, wheelchair, and you're not.
No, you know, and I was on painkillers, some pretty heavy painkillers the day of the surgery, and I laid on my couch and listened to this show.
Yeah.
And
then needed more painkillers.
It did. And then I wanted somebody to shoot me and put me out of my misery. No, it was actually, it's interesting to listen to this show on air versus being in here. You know, there's a lot of things that come about that you don't realize when you're here in studio that actually come out like on air, like grunts and stuff like that, you know, and just the little things. It's different when you're listening to it as opposed to making eye contact with somebody when you're doing a show like this. It was a lot different.
And I've never heard a whole show ever all these years. I've heard clips, pieces, and bits. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad you feel well.
And what I was going to share with all of you was that if this happens later, there's a weird thing that happens to me when I do. And it's rare that I get a cough or any kind of cold. But if I cough or clear my throat more than three or four times, I get the hiccups. If I laugh with the scratchy throat, I get the hiccups. And it takes me so long to get rid of them. Normally, I have a ritual, and it's head down, exhale as much as you get all the air out, and then slowly inhale as much as I can and hold it, and I'm not kidding, 9 out of 10 times that works. But the last couple of days, especially yesterday, last night, and this morning I thought, I don't even want to go in. But I'm not that guy. And I feel fantastic now. But here's what's going to happen, folks. If I start that hiccuping, I'll do my best during a break to get rid of it, but it could go the whole show. And I told Tim off the air, and I'll tell all of you a really good story about, well, I think it's good. Dan, how long ago do you think it was I had the 38-hour hiccups? It's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would say so.
I had hiccups for 38 straight hours. And I don't mean like a hiccup every minute. I mean every 5 to 10 seconds.
And we had a story about somebody that had hiccups for how many years?
Like 35 years.
Yeah.
The mistake I made is I go on Google or something, what's the longest? Well, mm-hmm. Then you get the Guinness Book of World Record person who had the hiccups for 40 years, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm going to break that record. This is horrible.
I got to think that after 3 hours,
exhausted,
you start to think, they'll never go away.
Exactly.
You start to think this will be forever.
And you're exhausted. It's exhausting. So all night long, every 5 to 10. So I couldn't sleep. So after 38 hours, I go. It's been a while since I told this story. I go to an urgent care. And I might add, I love urgent care. You ever been to an urgent care line?
I have been to the urgent
They're
care.
They're fantastic.
They are fantastic.
They're really good. And I walk in. And this sounds like a joke when I say an Asian doctor. Right then, it sounds like a joke. Oh, but that's what I ended up. That's what I ended up seeing was an Asian doctor. So the woman comes out. She says, "You know, Dr. Wong or whatever his name was. We'll see you now."
He said, "What's Wong?"
I can't believe you laughed at that. So he said, "Nurse, tell me you got hiccup." I said, yes, doctor, I've had them for 38 hours. Oh, that wrong time. I said, yeah. He said, no problem. It ends today. And I said, great. What are you going to do? He said, you see, it'd be quick. And he goes, if you've ever looked in a doctor's office in those jars with silver tops where they have tongue depressors mm-hmm. and cotton balls, there's two different sizes of tongue depressors. I don't really know why they have the really big ones. You could paddle a canoe with these things are so big. So he takes this big tongue depressor. He goes, nah, I tell you, you're going to gag. Big gag. Uncomfortable, but not last long. Uncomfortable, but not last long. Open. I open. He jammed this thing down my throat. Gone. The hiccups were gone.
And then he said, now you'll be some broccoli ready.
No, he said,
that'd be $600.
No, you know, he said, that time when you get a hiccup, get a spoon, a carry spoon with you, and you take a spoon, but you got to really gag hard. You can't just sort of, he said,
really
gag hard. Take a spoon, and hiccup go. Hiccup go away.
And then you got to force your cookie in it red. You have hiccup again tomorrow.
Yeah. So there you go.
You're
folks.
Okay. You come see me.
If you get the hiccups and you cannot get rid of them, forget that sugar, spoonful of sugar, forget all that to count backwards. Get a spoon and gag yourself.
If Frank went back the next day and it was a dry cleaner.
But they still had tongue depressors.
Free tongue depressors with your pants.
They still had tongue depressors. So, here we are. It's a Monday. I'm in a really good mood. I got a good joke for you, which I always try to have. And if Dan will stop laughing at something that really wasn't that funny.
I'm laughing at Tim.
The Burke segment goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say? I know Tim has to because he just had surgery.
I do.
I'll let you go first. Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you.
Private investigator. A salesman and a news guy. What do you have?
So, 48 years old. My mother, you know, who you met and was kind enough to introduce yourself to, Linda. My stepdad, Don, came over here the other week. You know, so I'm 48 years old, and I'm not married, don't have kids, and I got to have somebody drive me to my surgery Thursday, right? So my parents drove. I mean, you know, my parents do things for you. At what age do they stop doing things for you? You know, 20, 20. Here I am, 48 years old. I probably haven't asked my parents to do anything for like 3 decades.
Especially if you're single.
I can tell you this right now, and my mom is listening. She listens to us every day. That will never stop.
Well, it's unbelievable because so they come pick me up at 5:30 in the morning to take me to surgery, right? So I'm like, okay, well, thanks. I appreciate the ride. You know, coming off. I had a couple magazines for him and everything, you know, for him to read while I was in the surgery. It was only an hour-long surgery, right? Okay. Here comes my mom up the sidewalk. She's got a full meatloaf.
Ooh.
She's got cornbread muffins.
Yeah.
She's got this huge trough of homemade ham and beans. She's got this huge trough of chili. You know, and then, you know, it is dictating my shopping list into her phone as we're driving back from the surgery, and I'm like on fentanyl and Vicodin and whatever else they threw me on, you know. And she like, and then she like goes into the grocery store and like shops for me for like 45 minutes, then comes into my house and puts all the food away, then cleans my kitchen. Aww. And does all the dishes. Wow. I mean, that's unbelievable. Figuring out, you know, and Wimey says hi to his mom and everything. I mean, that's just unbelievable that, you know, it's like. You know, I'm thinking that, and of course, my buddy's like, well, she hasn't done anything for you for 30 years. About time she's done something for you. I'm like, are you serious? What does your mom do for you? I actually had a buddy say that to me.
I should know this, but I'm not good at retaining people's mm-hmm. personal information. Were you married ever?
No.
Why? I mean, did you never want to be married? Well, you know what? If I wanted to be really cruel, I'd say, oh, yeah, I know why. You have a mirror.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not going to do that.
No.
Ever come close?
No, yeah. I've been in love several times. I'm straight. Let's just get that out there. Because I know that's coming next.
No, you don't know us very well.
No, you know what? I was a hockey announcer, and I traveled all around the country. And I, every time, my career always moved me from city to city. And I try to make the long-distance thing work, and it just never worked. Right. And so that was all during my 20s and 30s.
How close did you, when you were engaged? How close did you come? Did you ask somebody to marry?
I've lived with women that I, you know, had talked about marriage with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just never did it. And you know what? Other than my parents and yourself, chicken butt.
5 cents.
I'm still on a little Viking here, Frank, so there's no telling what's going to come out of my big fat yapper.
Good show.
I'm just saying that, you know, so many people I know aren't happily married, and that always scared me. It's like all my friends are unhappily married or they're divorced.
Dad, can you imagine what he's talking about?
Oh. Yeah.
Being married, being unhappy?
I have no clue about
that. Who
have
you been around?
I mean, Limey's divorced. Dan's divorced. You know, my parents are both divorced. You know, I mean, it's like. And remarried. It's like everybody I know went through a bad experience with it. And I guess it just kind of scared me off a little
bit.
My
suggestion is just live with the mm-hmm. person. That's it.
Right.
Live in sin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's my motto.
Yeah.
Live in sin.
Well, you seem, you know, pretty well adjusted. Do you have a girlfriend now?
I don't.
You know.
No.
Ladies, let me tell you something. She has smart, nice voice. He's got tremendous self-control. He lost 100 pounds. How many people could do that? Now, he still weighs 700.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What goes up must come down. Yeah.
No. So have you done the dating, like fish, too many fish and all that?
Plenty of baggage. Sure. Yeah.
Plenty of faggots.
Yeah. Plenty of baggage, I said. Not faggot. I said baggage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Plenty of baggage.
It sounded like he said, you know.
It sounded like baggage, but, you know.
Okay. Well, my hearing's not very good.
Yeah. What?
So,
it's patience. My mom asks me this question all the time. It's patience. I just don't have the patience.
And I'm just curious because I know like 500 dating sites.
Right.
Well, how many have you used?
I've been on Match and Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And just those two.
Okay.
Just those two. But you know what? The problem is, everybody asks me this all the time. I'll meet a girl and I like everything about her, and there's just like 19 things that just is just spectacular. I love her personality. I love this. And then there's that 20th thing that just gets on my royal last ever ending nerve.
Or maybe it's that one good thing and the 19 other things
exactly.
they don't like. But
exactly.
Everybody has.
It's hard work. How long have you been married?
I mean, 45 years.
That's amazing. That's almost my whole life.
But here's the thing, and I don't mean to get real serious or mushy. I can't imagine being by myself. I make a lot of jokes about my wife not cooking, which she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cannot imagine being alone. I don't know how you do it. And this is going to sound weird, but just knowing there's somebody in the house to me is it's comfortable. And I always say too, and I'm not really kidding. I need somebody to yell at. I do. I just complain.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't feel good. I want somebody to hear how miserable I am when I'm complaining. Well, welcome back. I'm glad you weren't gone for free. Anybody else anything for the Burke segment?
I went to a collectible.
I'd like to introduce from Birmingham, England, Trevor Limey Phillips. Know who you are yet, so
of course.
I wouldn't wait till the Playhouse. So you went where?
Well, I went to a collectible toy auction or an event. It was like, it was at the Holiday Inn in South County, and they had, you know, all these old train sets and things like that. Mm. And one thing that really stood out to me is how expensive and how much money old jigsaw puzzles are worth.
What?
If you have got an old jigsaw puzzle, say from the 50s or 60s, if you still all got the parts, you could be looking at like $100 to $200 worth.
Wow.
Lunchboxes as well. So, yeah.
Oh, the lunchboxes.
Lunchboxes have always been kind of a big deal.
They really are.
If they have that, what is it, the thermos inside.
Even more.
Yeah, but I was
absolutely amazed at how much these old jigsaws were. Like, I saw one, I think it was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, just sitting on there, I think, from the 70s. $85 it was going for one jigsaw puzzle. So that just kind of amazed me a little bit.
I wish I could remember what my lunchbox looked like. I know I carried it like a sack sometimes to lunch. And then sometimes you eat in the cafeteria. What a weird experience.
I dropped my thermos one time, and you know how it had that glass?
Yes.
And it dropped, and the glass broke, and I opened it up, and there was glass floating around in
the milk
in there.
And you drank it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the same mother that made me all this food for my surgery, to this day I give her hell, because when I was in high school and she would, or even in junior high, when she would pack my lunch, she'd make me two sandwiches, and I'd get to the cafeteria, and I'd open up the bag, and guess what? There was a bite taken out of both of them.
Hold on, though. That's her making sure her boy that she loves so much is not going to get poisoned. She took that first potentially poisonous bite to make sure there's nothing in there, like the Tylenol thing.
That's completely wrong. She had no willpower to make a sandwich in front of her eyes and then to not take a bite of it before she sent her boy off to school with it. I mean, you can't, like making a masterpiece, and then she didn't get to enjoy it at all. So that was her enjoyment. It was almost like a commission on a sale. You know, that was her commission.
Milk at school. There were two levels of quality. The low level was that little bitty carton that you'd... Did you guys have take a milk order like mid-morning and the, some could go to the cafeteria and they bring back and you order two or three? But then there was still to this day the best milk ever. It's those big chrome things that you push up and it comes out of a rubber tube. You know what I'm talking about? They fill it with bags.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that chrome machine. Oh, my goodness, that's the best milk, because it was always cold and it had bubbles in it. It was great.
Nice.
And then if you really got some extra budget money in the taxes came chocolate. In. Chocolate!
Oh my goodness,
the day we got a chocolate dispenser, I thought, how much better can school get than this?
We always had the little cartons, and then you'd open the one end, and then you could not get the one, that one flap
that
to open
out.
Up all the
yes.
way. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Is that anybody else?
That's it. That's all I had.
Something.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Did paintball for the first time over the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Went down to my daughter's sorority. They had dad's weekend.
I think this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. Father and daughter paintball war.
Well, the first year we had bowling. We did bowling. Then the second year we were supposed to do paintball. Something happened, and so we ended up having just an impromptu wiffle ball tournament.
You mean an impromptu?
Yeah, whatever it is. Impromptu?
It's impromptu. With an M.
You said
M as in Mary.
I did?
Impromptu.
Impromptu. Wiffle ball game. That was last year. This year we did the paintball. And I was nervous about doing the paintball because all I've heard is it stings and hurts when you get shot.
You can lose an eye.
You didn't do nude paintballing.
No.
That hurts.
No. And then after I got shot a couple of times, everyone was right. It stings and hurts when you get shot.
Mm-hmm. I've never done it.
So then I was thinking about getting behind this thing and running out and going, you know, charging, because we were trying to get positions and everything to shoot the other people. And I thought, you know what? I'm not wearing a cup. What if you get shot?
In the boys.
It's like, so I'm like running sideways.
You know the expression blue ball?
Yeah.
They hit you with a blue paintball.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, but it turned out to be a lot of fun.
It looks fun.
But yeah, it stings when you get hit, especially on a cool day.
I'm just glad, because the way everything else is going, I'm surprised somebody hadn't put an end to it, going, well, it's simulated warfare, and people don't need to be acting out anything with weaponry. Thank goodness it's still around.
Because
that's coming. That's just, coming.
Well, first of all, what's the last time anybody ever got shot and said, ooh, that felt good?
I know.
I mean, you know, of course it's going to hurt. That's why they call it getting shot.
Well, I said
that. And that's not even it. You know what I'm talking about. It's like they don't kids having
simulating
water guns.
Right.
Because it makes them in their head.
The violence begets more violence. All that.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was
But that's what we did when we played as kids. We played Army. Remember that? You'd run
sure.
around and...
And then, Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah. Cowboys and Indians. You can't do that anymore.
All right. We can shut the Burke segment. It's officially closed. Okay. Close it up. There you go. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I am going to I'm gonna talk to John because he's been holding forever. Then I'm going to do some business. Then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk to any of you who want to talk to us. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. John, what's going on?
Good afternoon. AM and FM.
Thank you very much, John. How can we help you? You've been holding a long time, so I figured I owe it to you to put you on before we break. How can we help you?
I appreciate that. Two quick things.
Sure.
Before your news guy took off for his knee thing, he was doing a report on one of those shootings.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
And I haven't seen too many semi-automatic machine guns.
I knew you were
going to.
And by the way, Tim, say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Tim and I had a discussion about this last week because, as you know, I'm a gun guy. And I just said, Tim, there's no such thing as a semi-automatic machine gun. So he's already admitted that it was a misstatement, but to in his defense, sometimes the news comes over, they used to say the wire, but the news services, and they're wrong.
Oh, they get it wrong.
They get it wrong. And when you read it and you don't know guns, of course, a credible source like the Associated Press, or you're going to read it that way. But I'm glad that you pointed that out because we did discuss it last week. And you're right. It's either it's one or the other. It's not both.
It's a semi-automatic weapon or it's a machine gun. I understand it now.
Well, but also fully automatic is the same as machine gun. It's either semi or fully auto. Auto. One or the other, but not both.
However.
Huh?
However,
as always,
however in life,
an M16 has a selective switch, which it can be fired semi-automatically, but it confuses people to say semi-automatic machine gun. Just like the liberals love it when you call an AR-15 an assault rifle.
Yeah. Well, right. The truth is, yes, a gun can be both, but you're right. They should not, because what they're describing in 99% of the cases, is not a machine gun. It's a semi-automatic. So just leave the machine gun part off, because that's not what it is.
And the thing I called you about, I know you and Pookie like scary movies.
Well, I do more than she does.
Tonight on Cinemax, if you have Cinemax.
I do.
They're showing a movie, I think it's somewhere between 8 and 10, you'll have to look on a schedule, called Wrong Turn.
Ooh,
that is a good movie.
Sounds good.
And it will make you pee down both drawer legs.
Whoa.
All right.
Drawer legs.
I'm in.
As opposed to one drawer leg.
I'm in. Wrong Turn. It sounds a lot like Breakdown. Did you ever see Breakdown?
Did not. Do you want to hear a little synopsis on Wrong Turn?
Sure. Absolutely. Go ahead.
It's about real people who are inbred in the, I believe, the Adirondack Mountains.
Right.
And rather than have sex with somebody, they eat people.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be a true story.
Well, it probably happened somewhere.
Eventually that species would die off.
Yeah,
it?
I would think
if they just ate each other instead of...
Eventually, there's only one guy left to eat.
Right.
That's the end of it.
It'd be last man standing.
John, I will check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, come over here. I'm horny.
Getting hungry. I'm getting hungry. What'd you guys have for lunch?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that remember that those rugby players, that Adirondack, the Swedish, was it the rugby team, had to start eating each other and stuff? Whew. I'm telling you, man. And people like my wife would go, well, I could never do that. Yeah, you could. If you're starving, you could. But I get first dibs on buttock steak because I think that would be the best. You know, it's like the breast of the bird.
Oh, going straight for the wrist.
Human buttock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ew.
And now we can take a break. Gateway lock and security cameras. Every day, I don't know the number, but including today, there are thousands of packages now being left at people's doorsteps. Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond. Well, that's another place. My wife, women, they love that Bed Bath & Beyond.
I love that place.
Well, Dan,
I love going in
at
there.
One point, I think, you know what I think, Dan? I think at one point you actually found yourself in an awkward, confused state as to whether or not you were going to be gay or straight, because you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. Did you guys know this? He came real close to being a Mary Kay Cosmetics salesman. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dan told me he's not gay, but $20 is $20.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to laugh.
So the people who don't have to worry as much as other people are the people who've had gateway lock and security cameras put ultra-high definition cameras at the front door. And the great thing about having somebody that knows what they're doing do this is if you do it yourself or I do it myself, I go, well, I want one at the front door, and I want the back door, and then here's a patio sliding. I guess you have one there. And okay, that's it. You don't think the way they think. They think of places to put them you never would have thought of. Or maybe you thought you needed one, but you really don't need a security camera there. Now, you can have two, you can have 20, you can have 52. They will work with you. And for you folks who think that, well, you know, I don't live in Ladue, I don't need security cameras, it has nothing to do with it. When people are desperate for money, and we've got a huge problem in this country, and especially in Missouri, with meth and heroin, people need money and they're desperate for money. They're not going to stroll around until they think they find the right house. They're just going to start hitting places. And if they have to hurt somebody to get what they need, they'll do it. It's not worth taking the chance when you realize that for a reasonable investment, you can have not only almost guaranteed evidence as to who committed the crime, but you also have what I think may be the greatest deterrent to crime. And that's a camera that the bad guy can look up and see. It's very interesting what these things can do. The fact that you can, from anywhere, pick up your phone, get on a computer, and take a look at your house or business. Gateway lock and security cameras, they also do, and they're doing a lot of this now. Proximity cards and keyless entry. We have proximity cards here. I have a keyless entry door at my house. Never fumble for a key, never lose a key, because there is no key. Interesting place. I hope you check out their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Oh, I see a red door, and I want to paint it black. Watch this. The one and only Mike Evans was in town this weekend. He's already back in California. I didn't see him, but I know he was in Annie Gunn's Saturday.
Why was he in town?
Holding court. He had a daughter who lives here.
Oh.
So he's just in and out like a ghost real quickly. I'm going to do a little bit of business, take a couple of phone calls. Before you know it, it'll be 4 o'clock, and Taylor Nickerson will be in. He's done a couple of these tech segment hosting gigs, and he did very well.
I like him.
Yeah, and the audience seems to like him.
And so he's a German teacher.
Yeah. You've got to be pretty smart to know all this tech stuff and teach German. So he'll be in here at the 4 o'clock hour. It is my great pleasure now to talk to you about MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is, this has turned out to be exactly what I wanted it to turn out to be. Something that we recommend to people, and they try it, and the response is just incredible in the sense that they are beyond satisfied, knowing going in that it's probably not going to be covered by insurance. You know, a lot of times people, it's not covered by insurance, I don't know, what if it doesn't work, and... Well, I got a lot of very satisfied people who've been to MD Health and Wellness to lose weight. Now, they have what they call the Winners Club. And all this is about is they want you to keep your weight. That goal that you had, it's real easy. And it doesn't take long for you to realize, oops, I picked up a couple of pounds. Oh, well, that's only a couple of pounds. Then a couple more. Well, that's like a... There are statistics that show that 95% of people who have a goal and reach it and lose weight get the weight back unless they're part of some sort of structured plan. 95%. Weight loss is about 75% diet and 25% exercise. I learned that because for 7 months I went to a gym and I hated every minute of it, and I never lost one single pound. Boy, did I hate that. But it's good for you. Analysis of more than 700 weight loss studies found that people see the biggest results when they eat right. It's all about calories. So here's what they're willing to do in terms of this Winners Club at MD Health and Wellness. You can, it's free ongoing weigh-ins and review of your diet, what you're eating. No charge. Just go in. You're in. You're already in the club because you lost weight. They'll do free body composition analysis. You get 50% off Lipo Plus, 50% off B-Complex and B12 injections, 25% off any medication, supplements, shakes, or bars. Special pricing for Dr. Emma's HCG diet if you need that to get back to your original goal. Free diet plans and emails. 40% off list price for LipoMelt sessions. Do one session. I'll tell you what, they'll give you one for nothing. You go in there and say, look, I'm AM in the PM. Give me a LipoMelt section. LipoMelt is, I don't have time to tell you what it is now, but it's, let's say you've lost your weight and you still have that turkey neck and that little bit of flab and fat and you want to get rid of that. LipoMelt is great for that. It is not the route to go if you want to lose 60 pounds. You're not going to do that just with LipoMelt. And $40 doctor's visits. That's beyond reasonable. That's all part of the Winners Club. So first step is lose that weight. Dr. Emma, she'll help you do that. She's not actually there, but it's named for her because she's the one who came up with this plan. And it worked for me, and I, in about 6 weeks, lost 35 pounds. And I'd love to see you do it, too, because nobody wants to be fat. These people that go, I'm fat and happy, they're liars. People that, I like being heavy. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, nobody could actually like that. You know if you're fat or not. And you know there's a way to do something about it. And it's like anything else, priorities. You really want to lose it? We've just shown you, well, we've just told you where you can go. MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton, and their website is mdhealthwellness.com. I'm going to take a couple quick calls here. Tom's been waiting. 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
Having a great day. What's going on?
You know, Frank, I tell you, lately, time I turn on the news, it seems like it's just bad and going to worse. I don't even like watching it.
I agree.
But, you know, one of the things I don't get, they say North Korea, gun control, Russia is the biggest threat to the USA. I say hogwash. It's that flow from progressive.
you probably know I've talked about her before. I honest to goodness, I don't know her. I can't stand those commercials.
Well, I tell you what, you can't swing a dead cat without seeing one of her commercials.
Well, they're spending a lot of money.
It's just getting gosh darn ridiculous. Yeah. That's I all agree. I have today, and you guys take care. AM into PM.
Thank you, Tom.
You don't think she's hot?
Are you kidding?
Flo?
No.
No, I don't like
it. You know what? She's as lucky as that Good Hands voice guy. Mm-hmm. You're in good hands with Allstate. Forever and ever, that guy went to the mailbox and got checks for that. Flo is, my guess, and she's an actress.
She has her own Halloween costume. I saw a Flo Halloween costume.
I'm sure. But she and, hang on. Lennox, Dave Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about striking gold. You go to an audition. And you get the call, you're going to be Flo for Progressive.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, this gal should never have to work again. One gig. And I know Dave Lennox. His name is Bob Tibbetts from St. Louis. The guy in the cover, the overalls.
Yeah.
And he goes all year. And the TV commercials and the print ads, that's just a small part of it. He has to go to all these conventions. Now think about it. There's a big heating and cooling convention out in wherever, Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special guest, ladies. Which was Dave Lennox, and he walks out with his suspenders, overall. His
mustache.
And his flat cap and his mustache, and has to greet and sign and take pictures. And they go back home and go, oh, I have a picture taken with Dave Lennox. But what a great, solid gig. And actors, as most people know, waiting tables three-fourths of the time. You lock up a gig like that, and Flo's got it every night. Get on her knees and thank the Lord for this Progressive thing. The problem is, it does not make me want to buy Progressive insurance. It makes me not want to buy it. And the guy, what's his name? JT, Farmers Insurance. We are Farmers. The Whiplash guy. What's his name? He got the Academy Award.
Oh.
Simmons. J.K. Simmons.
Right.
again. Well, we know a thing or two about it because we've seen a thing or two. We are farmers. That actually works for me because they're showing real situations that happen, odd things that they covered, the moose that came in the windshield.
Well, he's been an actor, and he's played some creepy people in movies and stuff before.
But that
though.
Whiplash did it for him. It was it's like a lot of these people, they hit that one thing.
He's also in Spider-Man.
He was?
Yeah, he was J. Jonah Jameson in the first three Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire.
I remember that. He was.
He did a great job.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he's a great tough guy. He's a great hard-as-nails guy. But, yeah, thank you, Tom, for the call about Flo's
real name is...
Courtney.
Stephanie Courtney is her name.
Stephanie
She's
Courtney.
Made over 100 commercials for Progressive Insurance.
It seems like more than that.
Yeah.
How long
it seems like
100
every time I watch one. Yeah.
And here's a little tidbit. Progressive has introduced a couple of years ago an Australian counterpart to Flo for the Australian listening audience who does the exact same thing Flo does, and her name in Australia is Kitty.
Kitty? Huh. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Anybody in this room have Progressive because of those commercials?
No,
I do not.
Commercials, but
I don't understand how that sells, how it sells insurance. I always have.
The gist of it is that when you go to Progressive, they give you rates of all their competitors as well when you go online to try and get yourself a quote. That was a draw for me.
Nothing to do with a white apron. Again, you could have done that without her.
Oh, but a frog on the pond, like the old Budweiser frog, could have told me to do it, and I still would have done it. It doesn't matter who tells you to do it. You know, it's like I still went. I mean, it was still... You know, you're the advertising agency guy, right? I mean, the message got to my head. Who cares how it got there, right?
Right. The other one is, I don't know why you choose an insurance company, because a lizard was standing on a railroad track talking to you.
Geico Gecko.
The Geico Gecko.
I'm not going to lie. I have felt like almost getting Geico out
because
of solidarity with the lizard. Yeah, I know what it's like being an Englishman in America. So, you know.
Are you saying that?
You're a lizard?
You're saying that in a bad way? Like you're odd? People treat you different?
No, I was just making a joke.
We accepted you.
You did, Frank.
Yeah. Flo's Facebook page has over 1 million fans.
Why? Why would anybody go to her? Why?
I really think a lot of people like her.
I think a lot of people are lonely. I don't care about her Facebook. I don't. I don't even go to celebrities' Facebook. But I don't care where Kardashian had lunch today. I just don't care.
What about our Facebook page?
I
think people should like our Facebook page. More and more should.
But do you know that I haven't seen it in a month?
Really?
No. I don't know.
She's a former stand-up comedian. I didn't know that.
Yep. Limey says have to break.
Yep.
Little Mark and Jason break here.
She's married, too. That sucks.
No. Oh.
It's kind of hot. Sucks.
Gravy train for that husband. Yeah. Well, honey, I'm off to work again. Yeah, good.
Nice.
Eat, knock
Bring
it
home that bacon.
You bet. Mark, now let's say if Flo or Stephanie Courtney lived here, and I met her, I'd go, hey, what are you doing with all that dough you're making? I hope you have some good advice financially. Then, of course, that would lead me into Mark and Jason. That's exactly where I would send her. For those of you who think that the only people who need financial advisors are Powerball winners or athletes or people with a lot of money, you could not be more wrong. Most of their customers are regular people, just like most of us. Now, they happen to have accumulated $25,000 or more. And for most people, that doesn't happen until you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s. And some people, it never happens. But if you get $25,000 or more, how could it not be a good idea to just see what these guys say about what you're doing with that money and what they think you should do with it? How can that hurt? It can't hurt anything. It doesn't cost you anything. First meeting, you set it up. It's complimentary. So this is a simple request. If you have $25,000 or more, whatever you're doing with it, and even if you already have a financial advisor, just go to this website. You'll hear us say it later, too. Oh, there was Stiefel, and Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. MarkandJason.com.